Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about what boiled water notices mean to you. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jason Barrett, Mississippi State University Assistant Extension Professor. So, Dr. Barrett, boiled water notices are super familiar to most of us. What exactly is a boiled water notice?
A boiled water notice is associated with a public water supply, or what we would know as a community water system here in Mississippi. It is exactly what it says it is. It is a notice for anybody that's going to drink water or use it for cooking to boil the water before they use it.
And what circumstances can cause a boiled water notice to happen?
Well, you've got a couple of things. Boiled water notices will either be issued by Mississippi State Department of Health, or they will be issued by the system themselves. The things that can cause it, from the health department standpoint, when they get monthly bacteriological samples from the system, if there are issues found, they will notify the system to issue a boil water notice, or they will notify the system that a boil water notice needs to be put out. And in that situation, the health department will be the one to take the system off of a boil water notice once they get clean samples back. But the water system themselves, if there are line breaks or if they have a well go down, any issue, repairs and maintenance, points that they feel it's possible to have either untreated water in the system or water got infected in some manner, they would issue a boil water notice. And if the system issues the boil water notice, they can take themselves off. And most of the time, after the system has been flushed and the operator makes sure that they've got a good chlorine residual, they'll pull themselves off.
So now that we know what it is and what causes it, let's just say that I'm a customer. What do I need to do as a result of a boiled water notice?
Regardless if the health department puts the system on or the system puts themselves on a boiled water notice, the customer needs to really be conscious of that, and any water that they would use for drinking or cooking, that they would need to boil it, because when you're boiling it, you're actually killing any bacteria that's in the water that may be harmful to us. So it's very important to take heed to boiled water notices. You want to make sure that you follow those, but you shouldn't have any issue if you just need water for flushing commodes, those types of things.
So boil the water for a couple of minutes at a rolling boil and then let it cool down if you're going to drink it?
Yes, correct.
What does the water system itself need to do to address boil water notices?
Well, this again goes back to whether it's the health department or themselves putting them on. If the health department puts a system on a boil water notice, the health department will require that they've got clean bacteria samples before they say, okay, you can take yourselves off. And what they're doing is making sure that the system is free and clear of bacteria. Now, when a system themselves put on, regardless if it was repairs or maintenance or a line break, what they will do is actually flush the system and make sure they have a good chlorine residual, which again is meaning there's no bacteria or what bacteria was there is now gone. Once they see that and have a good clear residual, they should take people off of the boil water notice.
And something some of us might be wondering about is how do we receive boil water notices?
Well, depending on the size of the system and, I'm going to say, the communication structure they have in place, it may be anything from seeing it on the news, seeing maybe a sign in the yard. Some systems may put flyers on your doors. You may see yard signs where they say boil water notice has been issued. But in today's time, we've got some technology that's actually texting folks or emailing people on the water system. So there may be multiple ways to get the information, but a system will make the efforts to notify all of its customers, or at least the customers that are affected by it.
And if we have any questions, can we just call our water system provider?
Sure. That's the first line is call your water system, call your water utility, and just ask. That is what they're there for. Customers need to understand that, you know, a lot of these systems are large, and if there's an issue in the system, the water system will not know about it unless someone tells them. So if you're a customer and you have an issue, give them a call.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Jason Barrett, Mississippi State University Assistant Extension Professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.